Let's take a look at this document entitled The Benefit of Time. And we're again referring back to the sample mutual fund from the last presentation of Chapter 4. This mutual fund has 79 years of investing history, so it gives us a great wealth of examples of how well you will do over given time periods. And the first pie chart that you're looking at is for 1 year periods. If you only have a 1 year time horizon, there's about a 1 in 3 chance, folks, that you're going to lose money. Now remember, this mutual fund has a 5.75% sales charge. So the mutual fund has to beat 5.75% just to break even. And in one third of those years, it either did not break even or it went down. But two thirds, it went up. If we just extend our time horizon to 3 years from 1 year, then what happens? The possibility of losing money drops precipitously. You like that word? It means a lot. And it goes from 1 in 3 chance to about a 1 in 7 chance of losing money. 1 in 6. You see? But if we then extend our time horizon to 5 years, it drops in half again. And we go from 1 in 7, 1 in 6, down to 1 in 9. 1 in... actually, no, even less. Yeah. 1 in 12, 1 in 13. 8% chance of losing money. 8 times out of 100. But if we extend our time horizon to 10 years, there has never been a 10-year period where you lost money. There are other mutual funds that have negative 10-year periods, but not that many. And remember, the market lost, the Standard & Poor's 500, so all those index funds lost money in the 2000 decade. But still, if you extend your time horizon, your chances of losing money go down precipitously, and your chances of making money go up quite a bit, exponentially. So is this a little bit of a consolation, a little bit of a ego boosting, a little bit of security building for you? I hope so. Stocks are long-term investments.